Welcome to this Knox College podcast, featuring the sounds and voices of the Knox community.
Gene Bender, known to his friends as Spanky, graduated from Knox in 1956. He went on to earn a Master of Arts and a Doctor of Education from Washington State University. In 1971, Gene received an unsolicited $500,000 post-secondary educational award from the U.S. Department of Economic Opportunity to design a college assistance migrant program, otherwise known as CAMP. The award was based on his prior doctoral research and successful educational work with Hispanic, African, and Native American students from migrant and seasonal farm worker families at Washington State University. At this period of time in U.S. education history, there was no record of a migrant or farm worker child ever graduating from college. Gene selected St. Edward's University, Austin, Texas, from a list of 51 colleges. The applicants to host the program. The first 100 CAMP freshman students enrolled at St. Edward's University in the fall of 1972. By 1978, the CAMP experiment was hugely successful, and the program was expanded to 8 additional university campuses, officially recognized by the U.S. Congress, and moved with line item budget authority to the U.S. Department of Education. CAMP has grown from 1 university migrant experimental program to 47 university and college campuses, accepting 2,400 freshman migrant students each year, with an annual federal budget exceeding $17 million. In the 34 years since its inception, CAMP has opened the doors to thousands of migrant children who have become community leaders that represent a diverse professional spectrum. Gina spent 30 plus years working in Texas private and public higher education institutions. In addition to his work with CAMP, Gene has served as Special Assistant for Educational Programs to Texas Governor Mark Light and authored numerous publications. He implemented and directed statewide network of in-school youth programs for high-risk students and high school dropouts. These programs were placed on over 20 Texas university and college campuses in numerous Texas parks and wildlife area, serving over 20,000 participants. As a consultant for Target Stores Incorporated, he designed and implemented a private sector work study program for financially needed college students to work 1 year in Target stores throughout Texas. Gene received the U.S. Bronze Star for meritorious achievement against hostile forces in the Republic of South Vietnam. Today, he works as a VISTA coordinator for the College for All Texans Foundation, a nonprofit corporation established in 2001 by 3 Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board members. I am honored to present to Gene Bender a 2007 Alumni Achievement Award for his achievements in higher education.
Thank you, Megan, for those kind words. I know that I speak for each of the honorees today when I say that of all the honors and recognition I could ever receive, this one, the appreciation of my alma mater, strikes a deep and personal chord in me. As we all know, Knox is a special place, deeply rooted in the commitment to the principle that every human being, has the potential to learn, to grow, and to contribute, regardless of race, income, condition of birth, station of life. That's what motivated the founders 170 years ago to take the radical step of forming a college that would open its doors to black slaves and women. Those were the principles that motivated the legislature of the great state of Illinois to charter this institution, a legislature that had among its members a man who would later become the great emancipator, our nation's 16th president, Abraham Lincoln. That spirit is what drew me and my classmates to Knox in 1952. It's hard to believe it now, But those were the days before student financial aid and huge financial aid offices on campuses, before Pell Grants, before guaranteed loans. Back then, Knox College was the kind of place where the son of a brewery worker could get by on a small football scholarship, could earn his room playing janitor in a fraternity house, and his board serving meals in Seymour Hall dining. I know I speak for today's other honorees, too, when I say that everything that happened to me in life, everything good, that is, had its roots right here in Galesburg. If my life has meant anything for the good, it's because of Knox, because of the love of some very special people in my life. My wife, Jill, and my four children are the ones who really deserve the recognition and applause. Jill couldn't be here tonight because at this moment, in Austin, Texas, she's co-hosting with the University of Texas at Austin President Dr. Powers, a reception for the Texas legislature to jumpstart her national conference on service learning and civic engagement. I wish she was here. I have two children on their way, and they're not here yet, and maybe they'll be here by tonight, and I'm sorry I can't introduce my daughters. But those four children were only the start, because in many ways, there are actually some 30,000 young people I consider my children, the migrant and seasonal farm workers who today are able to enter college because of the College Assistance Migrant Program, CAMP, that I started with a small federal grant in 1972. You know, I consider them, and in a very real way, they are the children of Knox College. Statistically, each and every one of them earns $2.5 million more over the course of their lifetimes because of a college degree. They are the first members of their family to graduate from college, become school teachers, counselors, doctors, lawyers, legislators, nurses, community leaders, and pay income taxes. They pay income taxes. But more than that, they're individuals whose lives are enriched because of the love of learning, the awakening of the intellect that happens to each of us who is blessed with higher education. Just as each of our lives was changed by Knox College, so too their lives have been changed for the better by the pursuit of knowledge at some 47 institutions across Texas and throughout the nation. I began this important work because of a television broadcast back in the 1950s by the legendary Edward R. Murrow. He reported then there was no record of a migrant farm worker ever completing college. As a Knox man, that's all I needed to know. The project became the subject of my doctoral dissertation, and from there it became the passion that has moved my life and made it so much richer. Get away from my script just for a moment to the camp. It's Dr. George Martin, who's president of St. Edward's University in Austin, Texas, a good friend where I started this program. 4 weeks ago, was married to a lady by the name of Gloria Lopez. That's not significant at all, except that Gloria is a camp graduate. Well, we're moving up in higher education, too. I'm humbled by this recognition and grateful to each of you. Thank you, Knox College. Thank you very much, and God bless you all.
This has been a podcast of Knox College. For more information on podcasts, news, events, or other activities at the college, visit us online at www.knox.edu.